the top of Zion Amrala.
Doing good for time.
Okay, a new story. We're going back to Hashem's davening. Ostensibly, this is very, see, it's related to that. We said before, how do you know Hashem wears tefillin? Now you got, how do you know Hashem prays? I think that's the connection. I mean, it's not so out on a limb. But I'm saying it's like a non sequitur. Now we're going to have Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi, and some say it's Ben Zoma, the boss there. Menayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Mispal. How do you know Hashem prays? So, like, I guess the tie back in is to the Menayin that Hashem wears tefillin in the previous. So, how do you know? Shneimar, the Pasuk says, okay, it's the Pasuk from Yishai also, but it says, Vav Yosim El Har Kodshi, and like you brought it to my holy mountain. V'simachtim beveis tefilasi, and like you rejoiced in the house of my prayer. Tefilasi, my prayer, says Hashem. Tefilasam lo ne'mar, doesn't say the house of your prayer, right? El tefilasi, the house of my prayer. Mekan, therefore you see, Shekadosh Baruch Hu Mispal, see that Hashem prays. Now the Gemara is going to get Kabbalistic on us. It's fairly rare, I think, for the Gemara to be so openly Kabbalistic, like unabashedly. You don't see it very much. It's not like anything seen in Gemara. It's usually this like Zohar stuff. But anyways, that's for whatever reason, that's where we're going. I think that there's a theme on this daf to see about names. So we're going to start getting to Hashem's names. You could see Ben Yoyada has like a long arichas on this. This is, you know, where he's the best. And you can see I have a Ben Yoyada up there if you want to bar at any time. He speaks about what's going on over here. But anyways, I'm not going to be able to say too much on it, but let's read it. It says, my matzli. First of all, what actually is Hashem's prayer? And of course, everyone speaks out. You can look for Benio Yada, like, whatever the answer is going to be, what could it possibly mean? Who's Hashem praying to? And like, if he has to pray to himself, then why do you have to say it? Let him just do it. Okay, but don't worry about that so much. I mean, I'll give an answer in a second. But my matzli, what is Hashem's prayer that he prays? Amar Rav Zutra, Bar Tuvia, Amar Rav. This is it. Yiratzon milfanai. Let it be my own will. Let it be my will before me. Sheyichbashu rachamai al kasi. Let my mercy, like bikovesh, overcome my anger. That's number one. You see, there's four clauses. The first is that all the same idea. That my mercy should overcome my anger. Vaygolu rachmi al midosai. And let my mercy, like, you know, be on top of my midos here, let it reign supreme. How does Arshko actually translate that? You go to Hamid Vasco there? How does Arshko translate that word? I don't know what the word is there. I don't know what the source of that word is. Overcome. Megalgel it is? Yeah?
Would it like roll over on top
of it? Maybe. Yigolu? I'm not sure. I'm not certain. Golel? But it's, I'm not sure. Okay, anyways, whatever it is, let my same idea here. Let my mercy overcome my other midos that I want to use, like that my other attributes are gets are irritated at the Jewish people. Vesnahag and let me conduct im banai with my children, the midas rachamim, with the midah of mercy. Let me, again, that's like the definition of rachamim, so to speak. Let me bring them in, like, within the letter of the law, so to speak, within the line of the law. So, okay, again, the Ben Yoyada over here, he speaks out that these four different, it's the fourth, same thing four times, loosely speaking. So he says these four different lashonos are just connected to four different. We actually mentioned it briefly once here, and it was a non sequitur. The question was a non sequitur, but the Gemara in Yoma Pevav talks about how it's like four levels of kapara, four levels of needing kapara. Like if you do just a nasi or a lav or a chayav karas or a chilul Hashem. So like the Ben Yoda says that these four lashonos are like connected those four kinds, four levels of crime. Point is that Hashem, so to speak, saying that. This much, I guess, we could say. Hashem's whatever means to prayer. A prayer is an expression of ratzon. So Hashem's saying his deepest will, so to speak, is that he'd be able to. That I guess that he'd be able to do good to his children, which he can't do if they're not zocha to it, even with all the rachm in the world. So he needs them, so to speak, to get on the ball and be zocha to rachm by doing tshuva. Like that. That's the gist. However, I understand it's going to be a bit of like a you know, what do you call it, like a. MC Escher, you know, chicken before the egg, like which comes first? Like, but anyway, that's the message. Hashem's expressing that what he wants most to be able to exercise his rachman, to be able to
like overcome and overlook what his children have done bad, so they can give them what he ultimately wants, which is to be meitiv upon them.
Okay.
Now, here gets the Kabbalah stuff gets out of control. It says Tanya, it says in a Braisa, Amar Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha. He was the Kohen Gadol. He was one of the 10 martyrs who were killed. They feature on Esther Haruga Malchus there, Yom Noraim time. So he's one of them. So he says, Pamachas nifnas lahaktir katoris lifnai lifnim. One time I went inside to bring the katoris in the inner sanctum. That is, of course, talking about the Voda on Yom Kippur that only the Kohen Gadol could go to. So he went to Kodesh HaKadoshim. And when he was there bringing the katoris, Bereisi, and I saw this. These are names of Hashem. There's some talk. These are names of Hashem. This is what he saw. Akatriel ka Hashem tzvakos. You can see Benu Yada talks about how there's like Keneget, Keser, and Chachma, and Dina. If you can go look and see for yourself. Okay? Anyways, whatever. I saw Hashem, Shu Yoshev al Kise. Obviously, it goes without saying. This is like the Rashba and those gang. I'll say, of course, he didn't see Hashem. Don't get. Every time this really anthropomorphic stuff comes up, everyone's like jumping up and down, the Rashman, so don't take it so literally. Didn't literally see Hashem, of course, but we know what he means, whatever that means. He saw him in his mind's eye, so to speak. And he was sitting al Kise, Ram and Nisa, up on his high throne. The Amar Li, and Yishmael ben Elisha, Kohen Gadol, is telling us, he said to me, Yishmael bani, Yishmael my son, Barcheni, give me a bracha. So, Vamarti lo, so that's what I told him. Let it be your will. He threw back at him the prayer that Hashem's own prayer, so to speak. He nodded his head, so to speak, in approval. Approving, you know, like saying Amen Kilu. Again, you can look at the Ben Yad to see what he describes, what's going on over there. In its depth. Okay, fine. Now, back to in the Nigla world, like, there's a problem here. There's a problem in, like, why are we learning this crazy story? Like there's obviously, this is stuff the Zohar has made out of, that's cool. You want to know what Hashem does at Yom Kippur and how he functions and what the Kohen Gadol is supposed to do. And then Shemos, fine. But that's not doesn't belong in the Bavli. What's it doing here? So it's going to have to be some very practical down to the lessons. That's the unspoken kasha. And they're like, so, why are you telling this to me? And therefore, the Gemara has to answer, but kamash b'lan, and therefore you hear from this whole story a very mundane, you know, lesson. Shalotei birchas hedias kala b'enecha, that when some, you know, a hediot, someone like, you know, of much lower standing than yourself, or a regular person, whatever, hediot just means like a, as opposed to like special status, when he gives you a bracha, don't take it lightly. Don't it be kalin in echa. These are serious. There's actually a sugya in Megillah. I forgot exactly where. In Megillah, you have some sugyas like this talking about how brachas come true. Where is it? Tesvav Amar Aleph. Was it there on the Masoret Shas there? There you go. There you go. Yeah, Tesvav. Yeah, Masoret Shas. Okay, good. So that's okay. Tesvav Amar Aleph. There's also a Yishalmi that talks about in brachas that talks about. When you hear a non Jew say a bracha, you just say amen. Whatever, fine. So the point is, anyone, every bracha makes a difference, even if you're as lowly as. There's no. Whoever you are compared to whoever's giving you a bracha, the gap ain't as vast as whoever Rabbi Shmuel and Elisha was to Hashem. And yet Hashem wanted his bracha, therefore you should take the brachas of hediots, you know, whoever he is, not lightly. Okay, very good.